Title: Reference Track Workflow That Actually Works Beginner. Alright, today we're building a reference track workflow for drum and bass in Ableton Live that you will actually use. Not the I'll reference later thing. A real setup that makes your decisions faster, your low end cleaner, and your drops hit closer to what you're aiming for. Because here's the problem. If you're not referencing, you're basically mixing in a vacuum. And indeed NB, that vacuum is brutal. Kick versus sub-balance, transient punch, how bright the hats feel without being painful, and how loud the whole thing reads, these are not maybe later details. They're the genre. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple template inside Ableton with a dedicated reference track, proper routing so the reference stays untouched, quick A/B switching, and a small set of stock tools to check mono, spectrum, and frequency focus. Plus you'll know exactly what to listen for, not just does it feel good. Step 0. Choose the right reference, and don't overdo it. You only need one main reference. If you want, add a second backup reference. That's it. If you use 5 or 10, you'll just end up confused, because every track has different loudness, different tonal balance, different drum choices, different everything. Try to pick a reference that matches your target substyle. Rolling and minimal tends to be tight low end and controlled tops. Jungle is more about busy breaks and snare character. Neuro and darker stuff is aggressive mid bass with super controlled sub and punchy drums. If you have the WAV or AF, great. If you only have streaming audio, it's fine to start. Just remember, compressed highs can trick you. They can sound fizzy or dull depending on the codec, so don't obsess over tiny differences in the very top end. Step 1. Import the reference into Ableton the clean way. Create a new audio track. Command or Control T. Name it REF. Drag your reference audio file into it. Now the important part. Click the clip, and in clip view, turn warp off. This is a big deal in drum and bass. Warping can mess with transients, groove, and the feel of the drums. And if you're referencing a DNB track, the transient shape is basically the whole story. If the reference track is a different tempo than your project, don't panic. Leave warp off anyway. You're not trying to warp it into your grid. You're referencing energy, balance, density, tone, and impact. The grid is not the point here. Step 2. Route your session so the reference bypasses your master processing. This is the step most beginners miss, and it ruins the whole comparison. If you're doing any processing on your master while producing, like compression or limiter, and your reference is going through that same chain, then your reference is no longer a reference. It's being altered, so you'll be comparing your processed mix against a processed reference, and nothing makes sense. Here's the fix. Create a pre-master bus. Create a new audio track and name it Premaster. Now, for all your music tracks, set their output, audio 2, to Premaster. Then set Premaster output, audio 2, to master. And here's the key. Put your master-like processing on Premaster, not on the master channel. So if you like using glue compressor or a limiter while you write, put it on Premaster. Now go to the REF track and set its output directly to master. Result: your track can go through your Premaster processing, but the reference stays clean and untouched. That means your comparisons are real. Step 3. Level match the reference. This is the most important step. If the reference is louder, it will always sound better. Always. That's not because it's better produced. It's because your brain is very easy to impress with volume. So let's level match. Solo the REF track. Put a utility on it. Turn utility's gain down until the reference feels about the same loudness as your current loop. A practical starting range is usually -8 to -12 dB, but it really depends on the track and how loud your project is right now. So don't treat that number like a rule. Use your ears and get it in the same loudness ballpark. If you want a slightly more objective check using stock tools, put spectrum on the REF track, and spectrum on Premaster. You're not trying to match the exact curve. You're just trying to avoid the louder winds trap and get a fair fight. When you compare, pay attention to general energy in a few zones, sub around 30 to 80 Hz, low mids around 150 to 400, presence around 2 to 6K, and air around 8 to 12K. Again, you're not tracing the shape, your sounds are different. You're just making sure you're not wildly off. Quick coach note, calibrate your monitoring once, then stop chasing volume. One easy way. Temporarily put a limiter on your monitoring chain, not on your mix, and set the ceiling to -10 dB. Then set your interface or headphone volume to a comfortable all-day level. Once that's set, remove or disable that limiter. The goal is that your ears learn what normal loud is. Then you won't keep turning things up and compensating by over-brightening or over-compressing. Step 4. Build a fast A/B switch so you actually reference. If it takes you 10 seconds to do in a slash B, you won't do it. Or you'll do it twice, then stop. We want instant flipping. The easiest method is mapping solo buttons. Enter key map mode with Command or Control K. Click solo on the REF track and press a key you'll remember, like R. Click solo on Premaster and press a key like T. Exit key map mode. Now you can hit R to hear the reference, T to hear your track. Quick, muscle memory style. Keep your comparisons short, like 2 to 6 seconds. Longer than that and your brain adapts and you forget what you were judging. Also, do reference moments, not constant referencing. Pick 3 to 5 timestamps in the reference that you keep coming back to, like the first full drop hit, the busiest drum fill, the thinnest breakdown, maybe a second drop variation. This trains your ear to compare consistent situations instead of randomly skipping around, and make the comparison easier. Loop identical bar lengths, loop 4 or 8 bars of your drop, and loop the same length in the reference drop. If the tempo is different, that's okay. You're comparing punch, brightness, density, and balance. Step 5. Build a simple reference rack on Premaster using stock devices. On Premaster, add these devices in order. First, utility. This is your sanity check tool. Map mono to something easy if you want, because mono checks are huge in DNB. Second, EQ8. You're using this as a check tool, not a fix everything forever device. It's for focus listening. Third, spectrum. Set the block size to 4096 for a more stable view, and set averaging to around 3 to 6 seconds, so it's not flickering like crazy. Optionally, add a limiter at the end for rough loudness checks. Put the ceiling at minus 1 dB, but do not tell yourself this is mastering. It's just so you can preview how things behave when pushed a bit. Now here's a really practical move. Create 3 EQ focus modes. 1. Sub focus. Low pass around 120 Hz. This lets you focus on the sub and the low punch without the tops distracting you. 2. Mids focus. Band pass around 200 Hz to 4K. This is where snare body, bass readability, and a lot of the does it translate. Information lives. 3. Tops focus. High pass around 6 to 8K. This is hat energy, air, and harshness. You can do this by saving EQ presets, duplicating EQ8 devices and toggling them, or building a rack later. The point is, you can quickly shift your attention without getting lost. Step 6. What to listen for. This is where referencing becomes powerful. First checkpoint, kick versus sub relationship. In rolling DNB, you want a clear slot. Often the kick punch feels somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, and the sub fundamental is commonly around 40 to 60, depending on key. The exact numbers change, but the idea stays. They can't fight for the same space. Do a quick test. Toggle mono using utility. If your low end collapses, gets hollow, or starts doing weird flappy things in mono, you probably have bass width or phase problems. In general, keep the sub mono. Wide subs are impressive for 10 seconds and then they ruin translation. Second checkpoint, snare level and tone. DNB snares are usually forward and consistent. Compare how loud the snare feels relative to the hats and the bass. Listen for the body around 200 Hz and the crack around 2 to 5K. A common beginner mistake is having a snare that sounds nice solo, but disappears when the bass comes in. The reference will expose that instantly. Third checkpoint, hat energy and air. Beginner mixes often go one of two ways. Too dull, no excitement, or too harsh, like the top end is poking your ear. Use the reference to judge brightness and density. A pro DNB track often has this constant shimmer that feels expensive, but it's not actually because they boosted everything. It's usually because harsh spikes are controlled. If your hats hurt around 7 to 10K, you can tame them with a small EQ dip or use multiband dynamics as a gentle de-esser in the high band. Then, if it becomes dull, you can add a subtle high shelf above the harsh zone. Fourth checkpoint, drop impact and arrangement pacing. Sometimes your mix is fine, but your drop doesn't hit because the arrangement isn't setting it up. Reference how the track breathes into the drop. Is there an 8 or 16 bar phrase? Is there a pre-drop moment where something pulls back? Do they add a crash, a ride, a bass variation, a quick gap, a reverb tail? A lot of perceived loudness is contrast. Tiny silences, like an eighth note cut, can make the drop feel bigger without turning anything up. Step 7. Use locators and follow the reference arrangement. Go into arrangement view. Keep your reference on the REF track. Now add locator markers at key moments. Intro start, first drum entrance, breakdown or pre-drop, drop, second drop or variation, outro. A common rolling DNB skeleton might look like 16 bars intro, 16 bars tease, 16 bars breakdown, 32 bars drop, short variation, second drop, then outro. You don't have to copy sounds, copy the energy curve. If you match the way the reference evolves, your track will feel more real faster. Quick arrangement coach note, DJ friendliness matters. Many DNB tracks are designed to be mixed. Often they have 16 bars of cleanish drums at the start or end, predictable phrasing, and consistent energy blocks. Mark where the reference becomes mixable and mirror that idea. Step 8. Reference in layers, not just full mix. This is a game changer. Don't always compare full mix versus full mix. Compare components. Temporarily mute everything except drums and compare to the reference. Do your drums feel as punchy, as fast, as controlled? Then compare kick plus sub only. This is where you'll immediately hear if your sub is too loud, too long, too distorted, or if the kick isn't reading. Then compare tops only using that high pass focus mode. Are your hats too sharp, not bright enough, too sparse? This stops the endless random EQ band tweaking loop, because you're making targeted comparisons. Now, two quick sanity checks that catch beginner mistakes. First, the very quiet check. Pull your main output down and listen quietly. If the groove disappears, your transients are too soft or your balance is off. Pros can make a track still feel like it's moving even when it's quiet. Second, the one speaker or phone check. Export a quick MP3 and listen on a phone. If your bass line vanishes, it usually means your mid-bass definition in the 200Hz to 1K zone is weak. Your sub might be huge, but the readable bass layer isn't there. Optional pro-ish extras, if you want to level up without leaving stock Ableton. This Audino version is shortened for playback.